Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Good morning. 5 minutes after 9 in the morning. Time for Local Focus here on the Q. And our Local Focus guest this morning is Amy Sigler. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here with us
this morning. Thank you.
What is that big thing in your car?
Oh, my Doberman?
Yeah.
So if you know, a lot of people know me. They know Panzer. He's very well known. Panzer is my service dog. He is a big Doberman, but he is a big puppy. He's lovely.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, well, I look forward to meeting Panzer.
Yes, come see Panzer.
After the interview. What are we talking about this morning? Mobility Matters Foundation.
Yes, the Mobility Matters Foundation.
So there's an event, or there are a few events coming up that Q Nation can step up and help with. But before we get to those events, can you just tell us what Mobility Matters Foundation is?
Yeah, so it was started on a whim. I was nominated for the Athena Award, and we were doing all this pro bono work, and somebody walked up to me and said, please start a foundation so the community can support you. So here in North Carolina, they sunsetted telehealth for Medicaid, meaning anybody who has Medicaid can't have an evaluation from a therapist for any equipment, wheelchairs, beds, adaptive equipment via telehealth.
What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so I'm a therapist. I'm an occupational therapist. And if you needed a wheelchair and you had Medicaid, you have to come to a clinic. You cannot have a telehealth telecommunication evaluation. They won't allow it. They don't pay.
Okay.
Most people can't drive. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of money. It takes time out of a very busy schedule. So we started doing them pro bono, meaning my team doesn't get paid, but the people still get the services. The foundation pays therapists to help support that community.
Okay.
So that's what Mobility Matters does. We believe mobility matters.
So you're doing the telehealth for the folks. There's just no dollars being...
No dollars being made. So any therapist, occupational or physical, can request from the Mobility Matters Foundation to get paid for their time and services.
Okay.
Because obviously we want to be able to support a community, but we got to make a living.
Okay. So how long have you been doing this now?
So we started in August of 2022. So not very long.
No, not at all. How are things going?
It's been great. We have raised almost $25,000, supported over 100 people in the last 18 months.
When you say supported over 100 people, those are 100 people who use those services?
Yes.
And need the equipment that you're providing?
Yep. So we also do, so we have the pro bono clinic, so that supports Medicaid, but we also give and support children with adaptive bikes. So Medicaid insurance doesn't pay for adaptive bikes. And you're talking a $6,000 bike. This is not a bike that you can go to Walmart and buy. It has a lot of parts and accessories.
Sure.
So we do the evaluation. And then so they walk away with a letter of medical necessity. And then we write a grant. And we send those grants to companies all over the country to try to get them supported.
Wow. How did you, Amy, get involved in this? I guess that through your occupational therapy, right?
Yeah. So I own LimTech. And so through all of our pro bono work, all the generous things we were doing, somebody said start a foundation. Mm-hmm. And so we started the Mobility Matters Foundation through just being able to do the work we do, but also the support of the community.
So those 100 people that you made a difference for already, can you share a little bit of something about that? Are there so many stories.
Hundreds of stories. I mean, you're talking about an already vulnerable population, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some of them just have, they're tough on their, things are tough, you know, really terrible diagnosis, and you make their day. They don't have to travel to a seating clinic. I mean, I have so many stories where the bike day, you have moms crying. You know when you go to a wedding and you always watch the groom when the bride's walking down the aisle?
Yeah.
I say, don't watch the kid on the bike, watch the mom.
Yeah.
People are crying, they're hugging you, they're thankful.
Wow.
Because every kid deserves a bike, but these are kids who've had, you know, trachs, they've had oxygen, they're not able to walk, you know, like typical, like you and I.
Yeah.
And we're giving them an activity that is a typical kid activity. And so we always tell people we can't promise you a bike because we don't have the funds to get it.
Right.
But we are going to write the letter. We're going to raise the money. So we just wrote a grant for $100,000 to turn around and give 13 kids bikes.
Wow. $100,000 for 13 bikes.
Yeah.
That tells you a little something right there. Okay, so.
We're hoping, so pray for us.
So the way the community can best help you is to do what?
So we have a couple events. We have the Cornhole Tournament. It's May 4th at Guidon. We love Guidon. We love Mike and Connie. They are so supportive of us.
They are awesome.
The Cornhole Tournament is for fun. We don't want anybody too serious. We want you to come out, have fun, laugh.
Right.
You can buy wristbands. If you don't want to play in the Cornhole Tournament, wristbands, the money that you spend on food and drinks will still go towards the foundation.
Gotcha.
2 to 6 p.m. at Guidon, May 4th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a silent auction. Thank you to the community again for supporting that.
So it's $20 to enter the Cornhole Tournament.
Yep.
The fun Cornhole Tournament. You said, can we talk about this? You had said you had people call asking you about the cash prize.
Yeah, people called us about the cash prize. I was like, we give bikes to kids with disabilities. There's no cash prize. We do have some first, second, third prizes, but they're quirky prizes. They're all fun.
That is not at all what it's about. It's about having fun and learning about what you're doing.
Yeah, so we're going to have some kids out there in their adaptive bikes. We're going to have an adaptive bike so people can see how complex they are.
Yep.
Again, very supportive community. And then on the Honeycrisp, thank you to the Honeycrisp team. They are supporting us.
Good.
June 1st at 2 p.m. We're playing the Moonshiners. We're going to throw out the first pitch. We're actually having a kid who's going to ride their bike on the mound up to the catcher. So I say throw out with quotation marks.
Sure, sure.
So that's going to be a big thing. And then May 12th at Chipotle, if you tell them that you're with the Mobility Matters Foundation, some of those proceeds will go to us.
Fantastic. And, of course, on the day of the Cornhole Tournament at Guidon, they're pledging 15% of all food and drink tabs for wristbanded guests back to Mobility Foundation.
Yes. So $5 a wristband. So that just says that you're with us if you don't want to play Cornhole Tournament.
Gotcha.
But if you want to play, it's $20 a person.
Sure.
If you don't have a team, we'll set you up with a team. If not, it's $41 because there is some fees with the sign up silly fees. But I know.
Of course.
So,
of course.
Yeah. So please come out, support us, come do the silent auction.
And again, this is a Cornhole Tournament for fun.
Fun.
And a Cornhole Tournament to help you raise very important dollars for the very important work that you are doing.
Yes, and if you can't make it out, we are all over social media.
I was going to ask about that. If folks cannot go to any of these events, how do we find out more and how do we... And again, outside of dollars and donations, I'm sure that we can find out how to give donations. Is there anything else we as a community can do to support you?
Yeah, so go to mobilitymattersfoundation.org. We can always use volunteers. And I should say, so I am a preceptor for OT students across the country. So this is a 100% student-led foundation. So they have put it all together. And so this is part of their doctoral capstones. So they're learning about giving back. So anytime we have members of the community that can give advice on marketing tactics, how to work with people in the community, we want them to come talk to like lived experiences with students.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on
here. A lot, yeah.
There's a lot of help happening here.
Yeah, so we want to make sure the next generation of therapists are empathetic, not sympathetic. And they, you know, we have people donating their time with web design, marketing. This is a better way to market this. And it's all been through donations of people's times and resources in our community.
Wow. Wow, incredible. And what do you do in your spare time? You run. You just ran from Greenville to Asheville.
I ran. I did the Ville DeVille, and then I did the Gamble the week before, which was 18 miles. So
Well, crazy. So again, folks, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. We all know that day. 2 to 6 p.m. at Guidon Brewery. Do we need to pre-register, or we just show up?
You can pre-register. You can even email me at amy@limtechnc.com. Mm-hmm. That's probably the easiest. Or you can call 828-688-7988.
Okay. Or just show up on the day of.
Show up. I'll be there.
Wow. Fantastic. Again, this is at Guidon Brewery. It's coming up May the 4th, 2 to 6 p.m. And again, you have a $5 wristband entry. You're going to want to do that even if you don't play cornhole because that shows that you're there to support Mobility Matters.
Absolutely.
And your foundation. Fantastic. And then, of course, you can check your social media for the Chipotle Day coming up on May the 12th. And, of course, the Honeycrisp Day, Hendersonville Honeycrisp at 2 p.m. on June the 1st.
Yay, come on.
Wow. Heartwarming work that you were doing. Thank you for that. Keep us posted on things and let us know what we can continue to do to help with what you're doing with Mobility Matters. Awesome. Amy, thank you so much. Amy Sigler, once again, Mobility Matters Foundation, that Cornhole Tournament, food, drinks, karaoke, and cornhole. It's at Guidon Brewery coming up on May the 4th, 2 to 6 p.m. Go support the great work that Mobility Matters Foundation is doing. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.